Hey, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Mondays with Maggie. My name is Jesse Blanco, host of not only this podcast, but Eat and Like It with Jesse Blanco. You can find that television show weekends, primarily Sunday, 1230, WJCL. We cover the food scene like nobody else can, has ever done. We eat it all at likeit.com. On the other end of the line, Margaret, we call her Maggie Crenshaw. Good morning and welcome to Hoodie Inside the House season. How are you?
Sorry, you made me cough. Good morning.
I choked you up, huh?
That's funny. Yeah, it's hoodie season and I've got one on as we speak.
So do I. I laugh because I have three or four hoodies to my name that I own. They're primarily sports, whatever. I have one that I was given with a Pomodori logo on it, which we'll get into in a second. But this time of the year, I kind of I pull them out and I kind of like readers. I have them staged around upstairs, downstairs, whenever you need a hoodie. My house is 130 years old. And so to say it's porous would be a fair statement. So in the summer, you know, we get the AC going pretty good. But in the winter, you know, it gets cold in here. So I, rather than crank up the heat to heat the outside, I wear hoodies all over the house. So sometimes I walk around inside my house looking like an Eskimo. And you know that feeling, especially here in the South, where it's colder inside your house than when you go outside. Have you ever noticed that?
Yes, I notice it every day.
Yeah. Do you like the cold?
This time of year. I do. I enjoy cool weather. I don't like to freeze, but, you know, and I'm Southern, so 60 is cool. Yeah. The 40s we've been having have been actually pleasant because, you know, we've just been hot for so long.
Yes.
So it's like summer wouldn't go away, and I wasn't complaining because that my beach walks this fall and moving into winter have just been glorious. And even still yesterday morning, it was down, but it was like 60 something. And I went to the beach and it was just brilliant.
Yeah. Well, even last week, I think I went outside like Tuesday or Wednesday last week and it was 77, 78 degrees and I'm wearing long sleeves and I'm like, man, this just doesn't work for me. No like. Let's get on with fall weather, you know.
Exactly.
I do enjoy the cold. I don't like it, obviously, uncomfortably cold to where you walk out to your car looking like the Stay Puft Man, and then you're sitting in there like all, you know, nose running, and it's just morbidly cold. I love fall. Has always been my favorite season of the year, where you can wear a nice coat and dress and go, you know, I'm thinking big city. You know, I grew up in Miami where you feel like you can dress a little bit warmer and a little bit better and a little more cosmopolitan, if you will, than flip-flops and shorts.
Yes, you know? That's a good point. Like, yeah. It's mo better for the change in your fashion style than it is the actual temperature.
Yeah, I'm going up to Charleston Friday and to do some eating and liking, and I'm looking forward to wearing a coat. Hopefully I can. I don't know. It's just one of those things. You have a good weekend?
I did. I had a nice weekend. The weather was beautiful and I got out, you know, to exercise on the beach and did some things and, organizing myself for holidays and parties and things coming up. You know, just getting all my ducks in a row. It felt really good.
Yeah. Spent Saturday, literally just Saturday, because I drove up Friday night and I was back Sunday morning. I spent Saturday in Atlanta. So yeah, my sister-in-law has a Christmas party every November. And you might say, well, how do you have a Christmas party in November before even Thanksgiving? She works in the hotel industry. As do most of her colleagues in either her hotel or other hotels. And, you know, once the holiday season hits, everybody's working every weekend for holiday, you know, events at the hotels and, you know, group parties and all that stuff. So she's gotten into the habit. It's her 23rd annual Christmas pre-holiday party, and it's always the weekend before Thanksgiving, and so I hadn't been to it in probably 10 years, and so I had a break in the calendar, and like I said, literally one day, drove up Friday night, was there Saturday morning, assisted with some of the cooking, and then I was home by 12:15 on Sunday. That's kind of how it goes.
Crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Burning up the road.
Yes. Had some Fellini's pizza for lunch. Fellini's is an Atlanta institution. It's funny. It's one of those things. It's not the best pizza you've ever had, but it's consistent as it was 20 years ago. So everybody loves it. Good pie. So you and I, speaking of Italian, as I segue from pizza to... you and I last week in this spot discussed getting together for dinner at Pomodori, and it happened sooner than I thought it would.
It was on the spur of the moment as well.
Yeah. What was it? The next day? I think Tuesday we were there,
it
right?
It was.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We had dinner your first time at Pomodori 2 in Bluffton, which, you know, we're big fans of Pomodori on the island. Wonderful, wonderful restaurant owned by our friend Amanda Cifaldi. But Pomodori 2, she's had for since I think Labor Day of 23 they opened. So it's been a little over a year. And it's your first exposure to it. What'd you think of the scene there under the live oaks in Old Town Bluffton?
Well, I mean, what they've done there is just nothing short of magical.
Yeah.
You know, the whole thing, just the taking that old town cottage and lighting it up, and the outdoor scenery and all the tables out on the porch in the front yard, having a little special spot for a musician to play, which we had that evening. Jack Kaiser of Hilton Head fame was playing. I mean, just the whole concept too.
Yeah.
It's really easy. You know, you just go in, you order your food, you sit down, they're going to bring it to you.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit different from the routine she has going on Hilton Head, but same food, same consistency. And I was super impressed, of course.
Yeah.
And I didn't expect that I was not going to be.
Right. Right, right, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I just knew it.
Yeah, but you knew it would be different. I had the chicken piccata with the spicy red pepper flakes, which the only other time I had that, I think I was with you, and the GM at Pomodori on the island, Nate, suggested it. Hey, you got to get the piccata, but with the red pepper flakes. So I did it again, and it was just so unbelievably good. I don't remember. What did you have the other night?
Well, I had to order the chicken marsala because you ordered my favorite.
That's right. You had the marsala.
So we couldn't order the same thing, and you ordered my thing. So I ordered the marsala, and probably, you know, hands down, top two chicken marsalas I've ever had. And, you know, as you know, I don't do a whole lot of gluten right now. So the side of linguine was delicious, but I didn't eat all of it, but that's so I could eat half of my chicken and then take the other part home, like I like to do. And it was, Jesse, even better the next day.
I'm sure. And you know
what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's funny that you say you ate some and took some home. You know, compared to me, I think you eat like a bird, but you know, compared to me, you're also tiny. But that is a thing that I think that Pomodori, especially at Pomodori 2, since so much of it is takeout, they become known for. Their portions are huge. I, as much as I eat, I have taken half of mine home sometimes and eaten it the next day. It is
well,
great.
we didn't overdo it with appetizers and stuff like we normally do.
And we each
had a salad, and I can speak of that ensalada mixta is one of my favorite things.
Yeah.
It's one of my very favorite salads. My second favorite is her shaved kale and Brussels sprout salad. That was the big decision for me the other night, was should I have the mixta or should I have the kale? You know, like, such good, good salads. There's so many places where you can go and have a salad and they're going to bring you a bottled dressing.
Right.
But that's, of course, not the case at Pomodori.
Yeah. Ironically,
how was your Caesar?
It was good. It was good. It's light. It's not drowning in dressing. You know, it's dressing, not drowning. I'm a big fan of just, you know, lightly dressed salads. You know, it's funny. Just yesterday, I was chatting with Amanda about Pomodori and told her we had been there and blah blah blah, and I asked her how things were going, and she said, you know, they're going great. She thought that there would be more takeout business, which there is a ton. It's so convenient. You know, they have all your food waiting for you in a shopping bag once you get there, and you grab it and go if you order online. But I told her, I said, it's interesting because the general manager, Boris, was telling me that sometimes on the weekends when the weather's right, there's a line out the door with people waiting to order and enjoy the eating outdoors. So I said, I think Bluffton knows about Pomodori 2. It's just that in that location, if you're clear across, you know, closer to Sun City, it's not exactly convenient to get to. And so it's not in the memory banks of, hey, what are we getting for dinner? Let's call Pomodori. It's not registered to memory. You know what I mean?
I do. Yeah. I understand that.
So, and that comes with time. You know, they've only been there a year. So, you know.
Well, they filled a niche that was empty that needed to be filled with the whole Italian thing.
So eventually,
you know, like shockwaves, it'll just
100%, 100%. And, you know, there's some good Italian in Bluffton, to be fair to everybody. But this is just, you know, very family forward comfort food Italian. Would you agree?
I totally agree. Yeah. And can we talk about Boris for a minute?
Sure.
What a sweetheart.
Yeah.
What a sweetheart. what an amazing host and somebody, you know, thinking from Amanda's perspective, you're going to put somebody in charge of your business on a nightly basis and just leave them to run with it. And, you know, he was originally on the island for all these years and now out there. And he's the face of her business there, and he does her such a great service.
100%. I stopped there probably, she's only been open there a year. I've probably stopped there quarterly for dinner on my way home from whatever gallivanting I'm doing on the island or in Bluffton or whatever. I'll stop there on my way home. And in part because, you know, I know them and I love the food. But in part because he makes me feel comfortable immediately when I get there. Hey, Jesse, how are you? I know them all. And we sit and we chat while they're making my food. And I watch him as a result, because I'll sit inside till my food is done. I'll watch him interact with every single customer. And so many, they know my name and they know what wine they want to drink. And, you know, you are absolutely nail on the head with that. He and the staff, they provide a wonderful, wonderful service for a fast casual-ish type vibe. It feels like a full service restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really, really does. Yeah, so we highly recommend you getting over to Pomodori 2 while the weather is cooperating. They have heaters if it's a little too chilly for you to sit outside. And there are also four or five high tops where you can sit indoors and eat as well. So, yes, Pomodori 2 is wonderful. I think, you know, I say I stop quarterly. Sometimes I think about stopping more often, but I have to keep an eye on my girlish figure. That's kind of how it goes sometimes.
You really do.
Yes, because I'm, you know, I don't just eat there. I kind of eat everywhere. You know how that goes.
Yeah.
So where else did you make any other rounds last week?
You know, last week was one of those weeks where everybody wanted to have lunch and, you know, get together and visit. Every single person that asked me to lunch last week wanted to go eat Mexican. So I did literally Mexican last week like you would not believe.
Wow.
My daughter was in town. She came last weekend to help me with an event that I was catering for a friend. And it's a tradition. I mean, it's just tradition. When she's here, she's going to want to go to San Miguel's. So we did, you know, the San Miguel thing. And, you know, I have been cheating on San Miguel's quite a bit since Cactus Street Cantina opened its doors. So it was really nice to be back at San Miguel's and see all the cast of characters there that I love and know so well. and have, you know, one of the only two things I ever order, like for the last 40 years. So that was nice. And then I hit Madre. It's been a minute since they opened. And, you know, you and I both had gone by a couple of times to see how they were doing. And they were still kind of feeling their way through getting the doors open. So I went for lunch there last week. So it's been, I'm slowing down because I'm trying to remember, when did they open? Was it last year?
I want to say in the spring.
It was earlier this spring. Okay.
You know what? They opened right around St. Patrick's Day, and I made it there late April. Yep.
Okay. So they've had many months now to get it moving. I ordered something different than I had ever ordered there before, or the other two times. And it was delicious, very fresh and very not Mexican. Does that make sense? Like I had a Caesar salad, okay, but I can't explain it really to you. It's kind of odd. It was a cilantro Caesar dressing, so obviously homemade.
Yeah.
So a Caesar with a slant, which was very nice, and some roasted chicken. Okay, so not grilled chicken, but they roasted chicken with you know, the kind of traditional Mexican flavors on top. So it was really nice, very fresh. It was huge. It was great. The service was great. Now I'll have to say there weren't a whole lot of people there, but it was a gorgeous day, and it was, you know, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So I imagine they're probably busier at nighttime than they are for lunch, you know, just because of how traffic, you know.
Yeah, this is in the Fresh Market Shopping Center, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. I am a big fan. To go back to, you said you've been cheating on San Miguel's with Cactus Street Cantina. I really enjoy that place. They do a really nice job there.
I sure do.
Yeah, I look forward to returning to Madre. My first time was disappointing, to be honest. But you know, I don't make a big deal out of that, as you know. I'm looking forward to trying it again at some point. You also told me you went to Tio's, yeah?
I did. So I went to Tio's with another friend for lunch. And now they've been open for some years. And, you know, everybody talks about how great they are. And it's not on my normal routine. It's not on my normal rotation, so to speak.
Right.
And not because of what it is, because every time I go there, I love what I have. I mean, I think they do a really good job. It's just, you know, it's in an area that I don't normally frequent.
Right.
I don't really shop at Kroger. You know, it's kind of mid island. So I either hang out north end or south end. So it's just one of those things. So it was when she said she wanted to go to Tio's, I was like, oh yeah, let's do that. And, of course I had a chimichanga because I mean, if you're going to go big, and it was delicious. It was delightful. It was fresh, and it was the seasonings are not, you know, they obviously make their own blends and their own sauces, and it was quite nice.
Well, I don't think there's any question that what they do at Tio's is authentic because they make it from scratch. I've been in there during the day when they're literally making pretty much everything they do, like grandma's house. I've seen the pot simmering. It's real cooking.
That's right. And you can so tell the difference. I mean,
of course,
it's just, you know, it's comparing apples and oranges to anybody that doesn't make everything from scratch.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, there are would that cover pretty much? Yeah, there are a few others, but with enchiladas closing, did you complete the, I know there's some, you know, the real deal. One of these days, I'm going to take you to a couple of those real deal, authentic little taquerias. But as far as the more mainstream ones, did you hit them all in 1 week? I think you may have. Are we missing anyone? Holy Tequila.
I didn't go to Holy Tequila. I didn't go to Fiesta Fresh. There's actually several others.
Okay.
I didn't go to Cactus Street Cantina last week, and that's a weekly. That's pretty much a weekly for me.
Oh, I thought you did. Oh, you went to Madre. No, that's right.
I didn't make it to Cactus Street Cantina. So, and you know, there were like, that was, I had three Mexican meals or four other days. I could have. I mean, I really could have.
Are chimichangas your go-to?
Yeah, I mean, if I'm gonna go out, and if I'm not eating out a lot, I'll go with a huge appetite. You know, I'll just make it a thing.
Sure.
And I do. I love a chimichanga. Love
it. Very good. Very good.
Well, it's the most unhealthy thing that they can make, right?
Hey, when you go to Disney World, you ride Space Mountain. You just go for it.
Just go for it.
Yeah, let's spend our last couple of minutes hard pivot to our Thanksgiving holiday. Do you have any traditions? I think you told me last week you go and spend the afternoon with some friends.
I'm a free agent this year, and of course, my daughter growing up with a single mom, she would go, you know, every other year and be with her dad. So on many years over the course of her 28-year life, I was a free agent on Thanksgiving, and even sometimes when she was home with me, just the two of us, we would, you know, get invited to a bunch of different places. And that's kind of become my tradition, though. I do enjoy hosting Thanksgiving for a lot of people and doing the turkey and the whole nine yards, because I make everything from scratch, and I take that job very seriously. But this year I've had three invitations, Amanda's house being one of them, because oddly enough, you and I had dinner at her restaurant Tuesday night, and then she called on me for some real estate needs just a couple of days later, and I was actually able to put my hands on her for the first time in some time, so it was really great to see her. And she had said, "What do you do for Thanksgiving?" And I said, "Well, I'm roaming," and she said, "Well, roam by my house." So I'm heading there, and then a couple of other places, so it'll be a day, and very I'm taking good. It. Some appetizers is my only, and maybe a dessert, is my only real contribution that I'll have to do. So that's very light cooking for me.
Obviously turkey. I would assume obviously turkey. But tell me one dish you have to have some of on Thanksgiving.
Okay, so green bean casserole, but don't think of it with the can of cream of mushroom soup and the turkeys. Fried onions. I make that from complete and total scratch, and I use haricot vert, fresh haricot vert that I steam lightly, not canned green beans. I make my own mushroom, but like a bechamel. I do the mushrooms. I fry my own onions and put those on top. So that's the one thing. That's my favorite thing. I can do without the turkey. Can do without the stuffing. I do not enjoy anything with pumpkin or anything on the sweeter side with cinnamon. That wouldn't be my thing. But that green bean casserole, and I've always been a vegetable freak. You know, that's just kind of my thing.
Interesting.
And pecan pie. The Crenshaw family pecan pie is a total go-to.
That's right. You made me one last year. It was fabulous. Everybody loved that thing. Oh, man. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Are you going to be on the island? I have to make you another one.
On the island this week?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Okay, I'll make it for you for Christmas.
Yes, that'll work. Yeah, it was really, really, okay. Really, really, really good. My house, Thanksgiving is tiny in my house. It's just four of us. My daughter's coming down from New York. My sister comes over.
Oh, good.
So it's just four of us. And so we make very little, especially... my wife and daughter are going to Tallahassee for a football game on Friday. I'm going to Charleston to do some work, eating and liking. Yes, work. But it'll be a good time. But so we make, when we know we're leaving town the next day, we do what we do, but whatever I contribute, I make very little of it so that we're not dealing with leftovers for 5 and 6 days. So this year I'm in charge of dessert, which I'm going to cut a couple of corners. No one knows this yet, but I'm going to cut a couple of corners. And then I'm doing a mac and cheese, which I've been a little obsessive about the mac and cheese and how I'm going to handle it. So, that'll be my contribution. I think I'm going to include some poblano peppers in my macaroni and cheese this year.
Yes.
Because it's not as fiery as jalapenos.
When I was at Tio's last week, I had the chimichanga, but Dana, my lunch partner, had the stuffed poblanos.
Yeah.
And they were amazing.
I love roasted poblanos on other things. I'm not a big stuffed poblano person. I know it's a popular dish, but roasted poblanos on once upon a time, I was turned on to them in Miami. This place used to do little roasted chicken and poblano pizzas, and they were absolutely delicious. And so I love poblanos because they bring some nice little depth of flavor, but without the punch that a jalapeno will. So, just to mix it up. I mean, anybody can make, you know, traditional Southern mac and cheese, but I like to mix it up a little bit and then have my sister, who hates jalapenos, because we are Puerto Rican and Cuban. Why'd you put jalapenos in it? Because we didn't grow up with them. I didn't, fool. That's kind of how it goes with me and my sister. Very good. Well, I'm looking forward to a very busy Wednesday, Thursday for me. Like I said, my daughter flies in. We're going to get a Christmas tree. Thursday will be Thursday, and then Friday everybody's hitting the road. So it's going to be a crazy week, but I'll be home Saturday. It's a quick trip to Charleston for me. What are you doing the rest of the weekend? Anything interesting?
Well, you know, I had a surge of real estate business here, so I'm actually dealing with some buyer clients. And doing that sort of thing, which is nice. And, you know, and I don't have a lot of cooking responsibility this week, but I am hosting my annual Christmas party the first week of December. So I'm kind of geared right now in prep mode for that. And then a couple of light caterings I have for Christmas parties. Just kind of making my lists. Like I trimmed my beef tenderloin yesterday. The Harris Teeter is having a huge sale, $14.99 a pound for their whole beef tenderloin. So I got a huge one.
Nice.
And I trimmed it myself. Yeah, I like to trim it myself and cut it down to whole portions. And then I marinate it and I freeze it until it's time to thaw it and cook it. Nice. And it's, so I'm already prepping actually for that. You know, it's a couple weeks away, but it'll be here before you know it. Yeah. So I'm working on that.
So you said there was a spike in real estate. Where can we find you if we'd like to buy a little holiday getaway?
I'm on the Kaiser Jatan team at EXP Realty. And if you go to margaretcrenshaw.com, you will find our website there.
Very good. Well, you have a wonderful Thanksgiving day. And
thank you. Same to you and your family. Give my best.
We'll do. And you and I will reconvene next Monday and talk about all of the overeating that we did.
Okay, that sounds good.
Very good. Thank you, Maggie. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, honey.
See you.
Talk to you.
Bye.